Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer While You Wait by Molly Law, read by Leah Martin. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. It seems like life is just one big waiting game. We wait in lines at the grocery store, the airport, amusement parks. There's even a room called waiting at a doctor's office. In every instance, the time we wait far outweighs what we're actually waiting for. As a culture that increasingly pushes instant gratification, even Christians can't escape the subliminal messaging that we receive in our everyday lives. But what the world tells us is often in direct conflict with Scripture. Throughout the Bible, the concept of waiting is expressed in many different ways. We read about how long the Israelites had to wait to enter the Promised Land, but that was due to their disobedience. Joshua 5:6. Scripture also tells us to wait for our own peace of mind. God tells us that He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes 3:11. I know I'm not alone in this, but I have a really hard time waiting, especially for good things. Often it feels like my choices are taken away from me in times of waiting. But when I remember who my Lord is, I realize how wrong I am. I do have a choice. I can either stress, spiral, or bemoan to anyone who will listen about my plight, or I can be still. I can turn to the Lord and be with Him. The more time I spend with Him, the more I glean about His will for me. I experience peace, and before I know it, the time of waiting doesn't feel so long. However, if I don't turn to my Savior, I'm more likely to disobey, just as the Israelites did when waiting for Moses. They crafted a golden calf to worship because they weren't focused on their God. Instead, they were hyper-focused on every minute that passed as they waited. I've found that when I take matters into my own hands in times of waiting, that I miss out on the amazing blessings God has for me, or have to wait even longer if I only had just waited for Him. When I was still and waited patiently, it was hard and frustrating, but God never let me down. He was faithful, and I experienced the exact blessing and perfect timing He wanted for me all along. I've been waiting a long time for one desire in particular. This prayer of mine has been decades in the making, and I'm still waiting. Yes, I can feel God's provision and promise, but for reasons only He knows, He's keeping me waiting. And one day, when I felt utterly heartbroken and confused, I poured my heart out to God. Right afterward, my daily devotional directed me to this verse in Scripture. And the Lord answered me. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Habakkuk 2:2-3. Because I turned to the Lord in my pain, he comforted me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your constant presence in our lives. Thank you for your marvelous works, the ones we may or may not see. Please be with us in times of waiting, when it seems to go on forever, when the answer seems far away, so much so that we can no longer envision your promise. Not only do we wait for worldly matters, but as believers, we're also waiting our eternal citizenship. We await the day that we're reunited with you, Jesus, our Savior. But you never told us to just sit on our hands and wait life away. But you called us in Matthew 28:19-20 to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So that when we finally make it to heaven, we'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Matthew 25:23. Father, today, I pray for those waiting to hear back about a diagnosis for themselves, or their child, or a family member. I pray for couples who have prayed to start a family, but are still waiting to conceive, or waiting to hear back from an adoption agency. I pray for people who are feeling lonely and are praying about their future spouse. I pray for those waiting to hear back about their dream college or career. I pray for everyone who's waiting for an answer to prayer. I pray that while we wait, that we turn to you for comfort. I pray that anxiety and stress may be lessened. We need you, Jesus, every moment of every day before we come into your presence where there will be no more death or weeping. Be with us in the waiting, something we all experience, that we may not only pursue what we want, but as we grow closer to you, that we'll desire to do your will, to bring you glory forever and ever. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.